السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه، أما بعد. All praises due to Allah. We seek refuge with Allah from our sins and bad deeds. He who is guided by Allah, indeed he's been guided, and he who is misguided, only Allah Azza wa Jal can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no deity worthy to be worshipped except Allah. I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace and blessing be upon Sayyidina Muhammad, upon his family, upon his companions, and upon those who follow his sunnah until the day of judgment. Alhamdulillah. We'll continue the series that we started about the names and the beautiful names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, as we open with every opening, that this subject matter is a very important and blessed subject matter, because the subject that we're talking about is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And to get to know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is how to get to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us many blessings, ni'am wa fadl, from Him. Okay? And the greatest ni'mah and fadl is to be honored by Allah, to be able to worship Him. It's the greatest fadl and the greatest bounty that Allah has upon us, that we are chosen to worship Him. And to get to know Allah is to worship Him with umur khushu', is to recognize the existence of Allah's attributes around us everywhere we go, and everything we do, and every thought that we process in our heart and our minds. And today's attribute, inshallah, is going to be Al-Wahhab. Al-Wahhab. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Al-Wahhab, this word, wahaba, as a verb, what does it mean in Arabic? In Arabic, it means to give something without expecting a return. To give something without expecting a reward or anything, period. The closest we can get to that is a present. When you give someone a present, you do not expect that you're going to get something back. And the person who's receiving the present does not expect to give something back. It is just a present. Okay. So in Arabic we say عَطَاء بِدُونِ مُقَابِلِ. Okay. A giving without something in return. That is hiba. That is hiba. Al-Wahhab is the exaggeration form of this action. Allah is the one that keeps giving and keeps giving in abundance to everyone, every individual, everything, and without a return, without needing a return, without asking a return. There is action that you have to do. There are actions that you have to do, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards for them. But the hibah is more than that. Okay? If you work in a job and you're getting paid and you're getting a certain amount of money, that is not hibah, because this is an amount that you are getting for the effort that you're exerting in a particular place and a particular period of time. But then when you get something above and beyond that, that is hiba. That is something over what you're doing. So now, you, not because you've done more, not because of anything else, it's just you're getting more. Okay. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is al-Wahhab for all His creation. Start with us when we are children, or when we are born. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in us certain qualities. This is, even we call it mawhiba. Okay, in Arabic you say it mawhiba. That is given as a hiba. It becomes a talent, if you will, that Allah, and a quality, a particular quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you. This quality is, you are specialized with it from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah have chosen you to give you this kind of gift. And all of us have that gift, or have a gift. Okay. Some of us, you know, have a gift in certain special things that they do in a very efficient way, more than others. Some with speech better than others, and Allah have given them that gift. Some would work with their mind in an amazing way to solve things, and then so forth and so on. But that is hiba from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have give us so much, and those who receive it, some or many do not even know and do not even realize what they are receiving. Okay? Those who are not necessarily Muslimin, those who are not do not know or don't want to know, they are living in the bounty of Allah and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are enjoying the gift that Allah has given them. They are enjoying the gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them. And now there are those who they are with Allah with their action in a different circle. They are in the bounty, within the bounty of Allah, with the bounty of Allah, but within the commands of Allah. See? You can receive what Allah has given you, and you do not have to be obedient or disobedient. But the one who appreciates what Allah has given moves to another rim, if you will, another circle, which is the circle that's saying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us so much, and He's honoring us by calling us to Him. That is a special honor. Okay? That is a special honor, to come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? So we come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in prayer. Just being called to go and stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is a bounty and a gift from Allah. To be asked to fast Ramadan, that is a bounty from Allah. And on and on and on. Okay. So those who are showing appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the commands that He's given to us are moving up a higher and higher status with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah gives them special gifts. Allah give them special hibah. Okay. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens the door for more gifts and more gifts for them. A gift, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about children, Allah says, يَهِبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ إِنَاثًا وَيَهِبُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ الذُّكُورَ وَيُزَوِّجْهُمْ ذُكْرَانًا وَإِنَاثًا وَيَجْعَلُوا مَنْ يَشَاءُ عَقِيمًا. Allah gives hiba to whoever He wishes girls, and gives to whomever He wishes boys, and He keeps one without offsprings at all. and give some boys and girls and have some without any children. But when Allah talks about children, Allah says it's a hibah. When Zakariya alayhi salam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a son, how did he put it? Habli min ladunka waliya. Habli. Okay, give me this hibah from you, Ya Allah. And Zakariya alayhi salam knew that he is not capable of having children. His wife was a barren, that she would never have children. And she was, you know, 80 some maybe years old and so forth. So that is a hibah from Allah. And it's not just for him, for anyone. Okay, the children are hibah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to us. And we should take them as such, as hibah to us. Not only that, we are the hibah from Allah to our parents. Okay, we should think about it that way as well. That we are the gift that Allah has given our parents. Okay? We never think about it this way. Okay? We are the hibah and the gift that Allah gave to our parents. Imagine dealing with the parents with this mindset. Okay? You are a gift. Okay? And those that you have around you that Allah have chosen to give to you are hibah to you. Your wife is a hibah to you. Your husband is a hibah to you. And your children are a hibah to you. And you are a hibah for them. Now, when we have that mindset, all problems are solved. Why? When you know that your wife or your husband is a gift that Allah has given you, and your children as well, they are. So you separate what they're doing and how you feel about what they're doing from the facts that are gift from Allah. So because this fact that they are a gift from Allah, therefore you have to appreciate them. That's all. It does not matter what they do, what they did, what they did not do, how you feel about it, about their action and so forth. It doesn't matter. Okay? That's a different issue. But the issue number one that we should appreciate what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. So when you look at your wife, when you look at your husband, and you are at awe. Why? Because they are the gift that Allah have decided to give you. Okay. Usually that is the step for solving all problems or for having a great relationships. Because when you deal with the person in a high level of manners, because they are the one that Allah has given you, so therefore this takes the relationship to a high level of manners and relationship. And when you think that you are the gift for them as well, that puts you on the role of being in the best of manners. Okay? You are the one Allah have chosen you for your children as a father. Okay? So you have to be really a great father to them. And they are the one that Allah have chosen for you as children. Therefore, you have to appreciate them no matter what shortcomings that they have. Okay? So, the circle that you are in of acts of worship, this hibah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us, is a gift that Allah give us for little things that we do. Okay. Allah have chosen certain places in the world to be blessed. This is Allah's choice. This is a gift for us. Here is Mecca. Here is Al-Bayt al-Haram. Okay. Allah have chosen a certain time will be the most blessed times. The first 10 days of the Hijjah, for example. The month of Ramadan. The last 10 nights of Ramadan. These are times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have chosen to be the blessed time and the blessed nights. Allah have chosen a blessed, especially the last 10 days, the Laylatul Qadr. Okay? The night of, if you want to say power, if you want to say gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of measurement that Allah measures in it. It is the night that Allah have chosen to give us as a gift. Okay. These bounties, we are in it, constantly in it, but then we seek those special times, the special nights. So we receive this bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this hibah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay. So you have an act of worship, but Allah gives you more. Okay. It is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You do so little, Allah multiplies it for you, because Allah is Al-Wahhab. You make wudu, you are in wudu all the time. You have special gifts for that. You get up in the middle of the night and you pray, Allah will give you more. Okay. You walk to Allah, Allah will run toward you. Allah always given abundance. And those who move from living in the bounty of Allah to appreciating the bounty of Allah, those are the one who receives the most. Okay. We have a way of recognition, not we, mankind, have a way of recognition of the bounty of Allah. They recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who gives. God is the one who give everything. Okay? And they think is by recognizing this fact, therefore they do enough appreciation. That's all. But those who are truly in the bounty of Allah, they move from that side of recognizing what Allah give us, okay, to appreciating what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us. Okay? So now saying, I'm not just going to recognize it as I'm sitting here, but I'm going to work according to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to do. I'm going to take the more, they know why they are created. They know where they're coming from. They know where they're going. They know the right path. They know, and you don't know how much this is appreciated by an average person. That we know this. We know that we are on the right path. We can actually talk about right path. The other day, someone came around, wanted to know about Islam. He's 60-some years old. Okay. And I asked him why about Islam. He said, I had pamphlet and some sister, he used to work with her in the same company or something, and she used to give him some pamphlets and things like that. And then he said, because my father, he a big part of his life, he was reading and appreciating the Quran. Did he become a Muslim? I did not ask him that, but I don't think he did. And he says, because it is so logical, he said. It talks to the intellect. Okay? Now, this person, he sat and talked and so forth, and he really appreciate Islam, really appreciate, you know, this religion that we have, or the way of life that we have. Okay? But to stop at that, to admire that, is not enough. There is a work with the mind and the work with the heart. And both of them has to be going in hand in hand. But the work of the heart has to come before the work of the mind. Okay? The work of the mind can take you to La ilaha illallah. But then you go with the work of the heart. Just like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told the companions. And this is a very important steps and concept that to love Allah is a step that is a must. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught the companion the love of Allah, talked to them in a way for them to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, love what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them, get to know Allah so they love Him. Before now talking fiqh, before talking about the do's and don'ts and so forth, okay? Now you appreciate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, now you do the work out of love. You do the work out of love. Imagine if it is the other way around. That, you know, you're talking about prayer, and the prayer is good for you because number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And you zakah, it has equality for mankind and so forth. And you talk about the technical part of the zakah, how in the society, if they all pay zakah and so forth, no one will be poor in the society with this logic. You know about fasting and what it does to the body and so forth and so on, and the control of it, you know, and how healthy you get and so forth. And you talk about the wisdom on the results and the fruit of all this active worship. Okay? Now, you're talking about mechanical things. One could do these acts in a way of his mind or her mind, logical. Okay? That is, a person could leave Islam at any minute. Okay? Because if something will get stuck in his mind and cannot find a solution for it, he'll put a question mark and could leave it. Because the understanding of the heart whose love is not there. Okay? That did not go with the companion of Rasulullah. It came, that all that came first. Okay? And this love and dedication, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they wanted to sacrifice, they wanted to do the best they can and so forth. It was there before any commands, before anything that will tell them, let me tell you what is the life is going to be and that technical way of things. Okay. A good da'iyah that could give both, give the charges the heart and talk to the mind both. Not do one and not the other. Okay? That's a complete da'wah. Okay. A person came to me once. He was new in Islam, not quite new, but he was a revert, if you will. He was maybe 6 or 7 years in Islam. Very mature Islamically, very high level of dedication and so forth. He was coming really disappointed. One day he said, you know, the one who introduced me to Islam is no longer a Muslim. Okay? The one who, the reason for him to come to Islam was no longer a Muslim. So I asked him, I said, was he from the group so-and-so, and I named the group. He said, yes, how do you know? I said, they are the one that are famous of taking Islam logical. Okay? And give you the reasoning and the good things of over the rules of fiqh that benefits the society and so forth. Without, and making a point of not getting emotional. Making a point of putting down anything that is emotional and so forth. Okay? And making a point of not talking about anything with raqa'iq, the soft in the heart. They don't talk about that and they don't touch it and so forth. So all you have to do is just, you know, have an obstacle there to the mind, and then they cannot say sami'na wa ata'na, we hear, we obey. Okay? They do not have that love to do that. So he left Islam. But the most amazing thing is, he said, this person, now on the internet, he propagate a non-riba system of banking. Because he said that is the system that would benefit mankind, the best system ever and so forth. Can you imagine that? And he was a Muslim and left Islam. So he's looking again at something in Islam that is so logical and so good, and propagating it for mankind to tell them, you know, you come out of these problems of riba and interest and all of this, here's a system that you could do. And seriously trying to implement that, he was in economy and so forth. That's mind-boggling, okay? That's scary when you hear something like that. But when you know where does this come from, you sort of get comfortable, meaning you know where the disease come from. Okay? When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, tahadu tahabu, give gifts one another, you will love one another. Okay, give gifts one another, you will love one another. Because here is hadiyya, is a hiba that you give to someone and you're not expecting anything in return. And that puts love in the heart of the person who's receiving it right away. We need to think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wahhab, the one that gives and gives and gives that which we don't even deserve. And that will put us in a level of love with Allah. Okay? When you now think about the gifts that Allah has given you in your mind, the gifts that Allah has given you on your heart and your emotion, the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the children, when you see a smile in the face of your child, when you get a hug from your child, when you get your child give you some, appreciate you something and get you something. Okay? When you have, you know, the best food that you were hoping for the last year, and all of a sudden you smell it coming home and you eat it. You know, and you connect all of this to Allah al-Wahhab. Okay? Now you cannot help but to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tahadu tahabu. Okay? Allah has given you all of that. Can you imagine somebody's giving you gifts every day? How much you appreciate this person? How much you love this person? Okay? We should think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and walillahi al-mathal al-a'la, that we are living in the bounty and the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How could we not love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with all our emotions, okay? With all our hearts, with all our minds, okay? And when we get to that level of really seeing everything as a gift from Allah, and really appreciating it, what happens? When some difficulties come around, we know that is from Allah, and we start appreciating the difficulties as well. Okay? It takes you on a whole different level. Okay? So you know these difficulties, you can look at it as a gift as well. There are certain things that it needs to be adjusted with you, and Allah putting you through this. Alhamdulillah. And you come out of it, winner. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a famous hadith, telling us that أمر المؤمن كله خير. The matter of a believer, all of it is good. Okay? If Allah given him good things, if he's going through good times, shakar, he thanks Allah, وهو خير له, and it's good for him. And if he's going through difficulties, sabr, practice patience, وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ, and it is good for him. وَلَا يَكُونُ هَذَا إِلَّا لِلْمُؤْمِنِ, and so he's rewarding here and there, and that is not for anyone except a believer. Okay? It's benefiting all the time. Okay? Because takes the gift or the good time as a gift, and take about time that it is from Allah, so it has to be good. It is a gift as well. So practice patient with it, and you don't know the wisdom behind it. But when we look back in our lives and trace back some problems, or go back to some problems and think how we felt at that time and what happened to it and so forth, you look at it and you find yourself coming out of it a better person than when you got into it. And then you found out that the way the problem was solved, you almost had no hand in it. And then you find out that now you look at it and you don't even almost remember it, and you almost laugh at it. It is all bounty from Allah. It's all bounty from Allah. Okay? The experience that you went through, the difficulties you went through, and how it was solved, all of it is from Allah. It's all gift from Allah. Okay? And when we enter the hereafter, okay, and go to the hereafter, what happens? And we start seeing things that is absolute reality that will never change. We will look at the past the same way. A believer will look at the past the same way. We say, subhanallah, that was my life, and it just passed as a flash. It was gone. And what happened in it, I tried and submitted to Allah, and look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took my hand. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved me from this. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala this, on and on and on, until they say, look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding me. It's all hibah and gift from Allah. Even those who are al-A'raf, the one on the high area between hellfire and paradise, the one that their good deeds and their bad deeds were equal. Okay? Those are the one that will be neither in hellfire or paradise. And they will recognize the believers. Okay, and appreciate them and what they have done. And tell the disbelievers in hellfire, are those the one that you said they are losers? Look at them. Okay, just recognizing that fact, recognizing that this was the truth and so forth, Allah will take them into Jannah. Even though their deeds were equal good and bad, they will go into Jannah. The gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us are constant. Okay, and the only time that we are losers is when we do not appreciate these gifts. Okay? And how do we not appreciate this gift? We can not appreciate it by a sound like oof. Okay? When you say oof, this is not thinking about what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you as a gift. Now you're starting to be on the losing end. Okay? When you start saying, why is that happening? Why did that happen? You are starting to be on the losing end. Okay? But so long that this lack of appreciation does not appear, therefore, one is in a constant reward with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's the best example for us. Okay? To have the most difficulties of time, and then he would supplicate to Allah and say to Allah, so long that this is happening, not because I am disobedient to you, so then لا أبالي, I do not care. So these difficulties, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم is saying that so long that it is part of the process, not a result of a disobedience that I have done, then I am fine. Again, he's looking at his work. Okay, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does, it's always a gift. Okay, and we move from those two circles as Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never were away from both circles. The two circles with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam all the time. The circle of experience the bounty of Allah and thanking Allah constantly. Constantly. Okay? When you're saying Bismillah, you enjoying what Allah has given you and you're remembering Allah and thanking Allah for His gift. We see an Alhamdulillah, we see an Astaghfirullah. And on every mentioning of Allah in our life, it shows this. As one, the famous, or not maybe so famous, Imam Shafi'i, when he was saying that he was in the market, and he was getting a buying stuff, and in the marketplace at those days you have hammal is a carrier, someone can carry things for you, right? You don't have a cart, you don't have this, right? And maybe you would have an animal or something, so you have this, you know, and it's like from the demeaning jobs, if you will, right? Here is somebody standing there hoping somebody will ask him to carry things and walk with him and take it home with him or something like that. So he had a hammal, okay? He got one because he had things and he was walking. So Shafi'i noticed that the hammal saying all the time, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah, astaghfirullah, alhamdulillah. Okay, so he said, it just got overwhelming or too much, right? All he's saying those two words, right? So he said, and the Hammali does not know who he was. So Imam Shafi'i said, I told him, you know, do you have any other zikr that you mentioned? Why those two words? He said, Ya Akhal Islam, oh brother in Islam, listen, let me teach you something, okay? He said, a human being is always between two things. He said, what are these? He said, gift and bounty from Allah coming down on him, and your deeds going back to him. So, the gifts are coming and I say Alhamdulillah. And the deeds are going up and say Astaghfirullah. So, Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Alhamdulillah, Astaghfirullah. Then Imam al-Shafi'i say, Hammali yu'allimu Shafi'i. Okay. That is who we are. Okay. Or that's where we are. And the condition we are in all the time. It's a gift. What Allah is bringing down on you, gift you say Alhamdulillah for, and the deeds are going up, and the gift of Astaghfirullah is a gift that you say Alhamdulillah for. You know? It's just the gift of the ability to say Astaghfirullah and the gift of the knowledge, then we say Astaghfirullah, Allah will forgive you the Alhamdulillah for that knowledge. Okay, so you're constantly in a way of thanks to Allah. Okay, and saying لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no control, there is no power except by Allah. So therefore, Alhamdulillah. So therefore, appreciating the gift of Allah. Therefore, we love Allah. Therefore, we say سمعنا وأطعنا. We hear and we obey, and we do not say, why is this, or could you give me, you know, the reason behind that? Yes, we can talk about the wisdom and listen to the hadith and explanations and so forth, and our great scholars, and listen to them. But this is a whole different level, and we can go, we should go into that level as well. But that will not, should not affect anything with us. Okay? We're just simply recognizing the gifts that Allah has given us in a good time and bad time, and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, and sleeping at night, putting our head on the pillow, saying Alhamdulillah and Astaghfirullah. Okay? And hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take us with another gift closer to Him. And looking forward to the gifts of obedience. Okay? When Allah give us the greatest gifts that take you even closer to Him. When He sees you as a servant who really submitting, worthy to be used and taken higher up and higher up, closer to Allah, then Allah will take you closer to Him. And that is the greatest gifts in this life. Okay? And then finding those fruits and more gifts in the hereafter is just overwhelming. Overwhelming. And some scholars says, you go and find those who are used to be sinners and now they are pious, and sit among them, because they are the most, they have the softest of hearts. Okay? And because every time they remember when they were sinning, they repent even more, they cry, and they think of the gifts that Allah has given them despite what they were doing, and the gift of iman that Allah has given them despite of the what they were doing, it take them to so much appreciation what Allah has given them that they break down. And those are the one that you stay with them. Okay? So your heart will soften with them as well. Okay? And the one who's always obedience almost became, you know, a habit, if you will. Okay? Those who appreciate the gifts of Allah, the one that they think that they do not deserve it. Like Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, when he said, you know, if my right foot is in Jannah and the left foot did not enter yet, still I might be tested. I will not, you know, be think that I am safe. Okay? He knows that, you know, here is Allah has given him all these gifts and all of that, but he knows that he has to be in a way of appreciating all the time, working all the time, not saying that the matter is done. Wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Inshallah, please, as we used to do this every week, if you would like to say something, inshallah. No, Brother Lu'ay is not here today. He's the one who would take the microphone and would get you all charged. Yeah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us. As you mentioned, that it's the attitude of a lot of people, as you said, who have suffered, they realize more about the blessing and bounties compared to those who are. But in the attitude, I see a lot of people, they're always complaining, you know, without realizing all these bounties. My other question was about this Allah Ta'ala's blessing, like special occasions where you get more rewards, like, and it is a way to get the sins off us, or is what is more significant, but just to forgive the mankind, these occasions are made where one night is equal to 1,000 nights, like Lailatul Qadr, 10,000 nights. But what is the more significance? Is it more the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to forgive us and say, or?
Bismillah. Allah have chosen that night and have chosen this gift, have chosen this reward. It's up to Allah and He have chosen it. Okay. Now, when one who close to giving up in the mercy of Allah, close to, because he's still a believer, look at these days and this night and say, this is a door for me, for Allah to take me in and forgive everything that I have done. Okay? And those who are already believers are doing good, the taste, the sweetness of getting being close to Allah, and they want more and they want more. Okay? You find those who were successful last Ramadan in a way of capitalizing in the chances that Allah opened, right? They are the one who are prepared the most for the next Ramadan, right? They're looking for said, yeah, we want more of that, okay? Yeah. And you find those who shaitan took them away a little bit, and they say, okay, there is another chance. Allah had made us living here, kept us living until the following Ramadan. So we'll go into this now. Okay? So it is for everyone. It's for everyone. Okay? And, you know, the mercy of Allah is an abundance, and the more you sense that mercy in these nights and days, the more you want more of it, and the more you're a doctor, you know the withdrawal symptoms when you stay away from it. Actually, some sisters, you know, the sisters Halqa, they say that when we were discussing it, I said, you know, what happened when you stay away from the Halqa because of this? This, you know, I said, do you have withdrawal symptoms? They say, many of us, yes, you know, that is, you know, loving to go back and go back. It's the beautiful way of addiction. Wallahu a'lam. Yalla shaykh. Tafadhal.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. About the status of a Muslim, when he is given a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and if he is given a hardship, he becomes patient. Iza atiya shakar wa iza btulya sabr. So I heard a saying from, I don't remember the exact scholar's name, I think it was Ibn Hazm. A man came to him and he asked him about this question, and he said, كَيْفَ حَالُ النَّاسَ عَنْدَكُمْ? How are the people that, you know, where you came from? And he said exactly that same saying, إِذَا أَعْطِيَ شَكَرْ وَإِذَا ابْتُلِيَ صَبَرْ. So he said, this is the status of dogs where we are. When you give a dog something, he's very happy with it. He wags his dog or something, his tail and something like that. And if he's not given anything, he's not thankful. So he said, the more difficult is to have the opposite. If you are given something, then you become patient, and because you have to have the patience in order to be able to be thankful to Allah. If you were not given anything, then you should be thankful to Allah. I wonder what your comments are on this. So.
Yeah, well, that was a hadith. So it is the way of, you know, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But this word of wisdom that you're saying, yes, there's a higher status. Okay, more than just an average person. Okay, yes, the average person, yes, would do that, but then you know, you yeah. That's right, yeah. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. I think it was Hassan al-Basri, I think. Allahu a'lam, I'm not sure.
Okay, seeing we are only three people, I feel obliged to say something. So. Going back home, you know, in my childhood, and this is something I get really surprised when I came to U.S., I almost never saw on TV or even, you know, around family people talking about medicine for depression. Like, never seen that on TV until I came to U.S. And, you know, almost every night I see three or four, you know, commercial about depression. And, you know, if I go to a store, I see, like, a whole, you know, aisle full of those medicines. Anyway, it's not really a question, it's just a comment. I think this is one of the hiba of God that, you know, because we feel, we recognize, you know, his blessings and, you know, it helps us a lot staying away from being depressed, even though there is a lot of things that happens in our life. So, you know, this is, I think, one of the greatest hiba. Maybe you can say something.
Yes, the we talked about it in a halaqa before, that there are some who came into Islam who are Westerners, and they were already taking, you know, tranquilizers and others and things and so forth. Okay? And the reason they were taking it because they were not finding solutions in that way of life that they had. And they're looking for comfort in a way of, in the wrong path. And the more they tried to get more comfort, the further away they got to Allah from Allah, the more they needed tranquilizers and so forth. Okay, and not one person that I know who used to take these pills have gone to specialists to get off of it. All they needed is to be close to Allah. It just magnifies what you're saying. And they completely got away from it. And they thought that they will never be able to do so. And they are the happiest people now, you know, in their judgment ever, considering, you know, or looking at back on their lives and so forth, the happiest time for them now. And some of them saying, we could not sleep unless we take this, this, and that. Now they say, we don't take this, this, and that, and it's difficult for us to wake up, you know, or something like that, because of the comfort and the state of mind and the state of calmness of their heart that they have and so forth. So the conclusion from this is the further away you are from Allah, the more you're going to be dependent on something to dull that ache that you have when you are away from Allah. And the closer you are to Allah, the more you don't need anything to make you feel good, because you are feeling good. And there is no need to forget anything, because what you have done is something that you don't need to forget, you need to remember. Allahu a'lam. The sisters would like to say anything, if there are sisters there. Okay. Would you like a microphone? Yes? I do not see them, so. No. Okay. Subhanak Allahumma bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Jazakum Allah khayran.